Now back to our introduction to the introduction. How Buddhism came to Tibet. Now to begin with, and perhaps we should say this right at the outset, it's a wonderful thing, an unexpected thing, that Buddhism came to Tibet at all. We're very accustomed to thinking of Tibet as a Buddhist country, perhaps as the Buddhist country. But if we had been in Tibet before the introduction of Buddhism, it would have seemed very unlikely that Buddhism would ever have been introduced into Tibet. In fact, it's an astounding thing that Buddhism, Indian Buddhism, ever was introduced, ever could be introduced into the land of snakes. Because there are enormous differences, to begin with, between India on the one hand and Tibet on the other, between the Indians themselves and the Tibetans. Differences of all kinds, as we shall see in a minute. Geographically speaking, India and Tibet may be very near, may be very close, but they're separated from each other by the biggest mountain barrier in the world. That is to say, they're separated by the Himalayas. The Himalayas extend 2,000 miles from the northwest to the southeast, very, very roughly. And India is on the south of that mighty barrier, and Tibet is on the north. So to begin with, they are cut off geographically from each other. And then if you look at the climate, India is tropical, at least subtropical, monsoon. It has blazing hot sunshine. It has torrential rain. It has periods of desert drought and dryness. Tibet, on the other hand, has a climate which at times is almost arctic. It's very clear, very fresh, very bracing, freezingly cold only too often. And then again, the two countries are inhabited by different races. In India, you get a mixture. You get in the north mainly what we may call, just for the sake of convenience, an Aryan stock, or predominantly Aryan stock. And in the south, you get a Dravidian stock. But in Tibet, one finds that the people are Mongoloid. They belong to a subgroup of the Mongolian peoples, which includes the Burmese and the Newars of Nepal. So there's a racial, there's an ethnic difference between the people of India and the people of Tibet. Then again we found at least in those days that India was a predominantly agricultural country. The land had been cultivated for centuries upon centuries. The people lived for the most part a very settled, a very placid existence in tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of little villages. But on the other hand, we find that in Tibet, the economy was mainly pastoral. People kept great flocks, great herds, and very often they didn't stay in one spot or didn't stay for very long. They were nomadic. They wandered all over those vast spaces of Tibet, those vast open spaces, and they lived in tents, and they lived practically sometimes on horseback, and their whole outlook and their whole mood was rather different.